Stuart Peer.
This pair of matching swords was typical of the armament of the samurai warrior in the 16th century and later, where matching blades fitted with matching mountings would be worn, placed in the sash of the samurai robe. The blades are exhibited separately from their mountings. And you see that the mountings are of matching lacquered wood with copper alloy mounts and black silk-wrapped grips. The Japanese sword is unique in many ways. The blade is considered the most important element of the sword and could be dismounted from its mountings by the simple removal of a bamboo pin, which passed transversely through the grip, through the tang of the blade, and out the other side of the grip, so that by pulling that one pin out, the sword would come apart, the handle would come off, the guard would come off, and the blade could be extracted. Many of the blades are signed on their tang, the unsharpened portion of the blade that extends up the grip. And we see in this example two signed examples by different armorers of different generations. The katana, the long sword, is signed by Tadahiro and is dated 1636. The short sword is early 17th century by Masatoshi. At a later time, in the late 18th or early 19th century, they were brought together and paired up with identical mounts. And the mounts could be changed according to whim, according to season, according to fashion. Mounts were made continuously, blades being used over and over again by succeeding generations.